Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All your football, 8 minutes, neatly packaged. Hopefully me trolling David about Aaron Rodgers. It's football today. Or not. Oh, this is exciting. We're continuing this madness. Up next, David ruins the sport for a second day in a row. Go ahead.
No, I do not ruin the sport for the second day in a row. So, we've done the best players in college football for the last 25 years, but this list is just
the worst?
A little bit different. Not the worst.
Oh.
It is the most dynamic.
I was going to say, it's MSU's pass rusher room.
No, most dynamic players of the past 25 years. Yeah.
All right, number one.
So not the best, but the most dynamic,
most
explosive.
Dynamic.
So
Michael Vick, Reggie Bush, lock it up. I mean, that should be one, too.
Reggie Bush is number one, and Michael Vick not in the top 10.
That's ridiculous. Cue up the highlight, VTech at Boston College. I'm sorry, the list is wrong, but go ahead.
25 years, okay.
Cedric Irvin.
Vince Young.
Yes.
Vince Young is on this list.
Nice work.
He is number five.
Excellent. All right, go do your thing now. No more guessing.
All right.
No Steve Slayton.
Put it, go ahead. Rico's on a roll. He's doubling down.
No.
Steve Slayton.
I'll give you a 2-for-1 BOGO. Slayton or Pat White.
Pat White is number 12.
Steve Rico, Slayton. He's doubling down again. He's hot tonight. Go ahead. Another one.
Matt Leinart.
Matt Leinart, no.
Explosive?
And Mike Vick isn't on here because they are starting with, if you started your career in 2000. So
okay.
He started before that. So that's why he is not on the list.
Oh.
Number 25.
What about DeAndre Cobb? Okay.
No.
Start reading.
Number 25, DeAnthony Thomas.
Yes.
Wide receiver, Oregon.
Never understood why it didn't work out for him. Because he was just a human stick of dynamite in college. Yeah. Same thing with LaMichael James. Didn't work out in the pros.
Yeah.
Another guy that was massively explosive at the collegiate level.
Yeah, the Oregon skill players just never make it.
Number 24, Ted Ginn Jr.
Oh, Teddy Ginn. Just so...
So he takes the opening kickoff back. His teammates jump on top of him to celebrate, and he's dead.
But he had those long strides, man. It felt like he covered 20 yards in 2 steps.
Right, but I just always laugh like Ohio State, like, yeah, we're going to win this. And we killed our best player.
And dead.
Yeah, his freshman year, he had a 25.6-yard return.
Wow.
And 4 scores freshman year.
Wow.
Number 23, Dalvin Cook, running back, Florida State.
Yep. I remember the first time I ever watched Dalvin Cook. One of the guys that just jumped off the screen. They would throw those little short tosses, and the minute he cut it upfield, it looked like he was in hyperspeed. It's very rare a player just jumps off the screen. You went, okay, that's different.
Number 22, Denard Robinson, quarterback, Michigan.
Okay, here's
4,500 yards over.
But here's my issue. This is not hate. It's fact. Hold on. He put up all his numbers against homeless teams. He didn't do bupkis against good teams.
Notre Dame is what his claim to fame.
Yards are yards, man.
No, they're not. Not when it's against Eastern Michigan, and I got to watch 17 presentations how he doesn't tie his shoes. It's fine, David, but let's be fair. None of those highlights came in big games. Oh, you got quiet now. I'm sorry. Do my facts offend you?
No, at number 21, I was just trying to look and see if he's the only defensive player on here, and he's not. He's the first defensive player. Number 21, Jadeveon Clowney, South Carolina.
I'll stay out of this. I'm biased. I hate him. Go ahead, Rico.
Really? Even in college?
So yeah, he was so overrated. But look what he did to the Michigan running back.
He killed him. I mean, we always say, dead. Mike, I literally thought I was watching a snuff film. I saw a helmet rolling. I saw the hair. I was like, he just took his head off.
Wow.
At number 20, Percy Harvin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally. Another one of those guys, just different when you watched him play.
19, 18, and 17. You got 19, RG3, 18, Darren Sproles, 17, Christian McCaffrey.
Okay. I mean, the two are obvious, but yeah. Darren Sproles is one of my favorite players of all time. 4 feet tall. He's got legs like Earl Campbell. And he was so fun to watch play. You couldn't tackle him at K-State.
I was about to say, I don't know if I would put him in there. RG3.
He surpassed 1,900 yards as a junior, Darren Sproles.
You need to refresh 12. The highlight. I know, but it's K-State now. That's the offset. It's okay. Not like you got five stars around you. That's
okay. Very true.
What about Michael Bishop?
Number 16, Michael Crabtree.
Thought he was about to say. Yeah.
08, night game against Texas, yes. The toe tap.
Yes. That was amazing.
Down still one of my favorite games ever, man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Number 15, Saquon Barkley.
I feel like, for all of his greatness, he was still wasted at Penn State.
Yes, he was.
I was about
wasted.
To say, are you going to say he can't be on the list because he didn't beat MSU that year?
No, it's because
I think that was the longest game in college football history. Started at noon, finished at like 8 p.m. because of lightning.
I just feel like Penn State wasted him. I mean, if he had gone to a place like Oklahoma, I feel like he would have been twice as good.
They did. No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, he like USC, someplace that really knew how to feature a running back. They just, I agree.
At number 14 and 13, 14, Devin Hester, 13, Kyler Murray.
I'll stay out of this.
I like Devin Hester. He was just that difference maker, especially on special teams.
One of the great return men in history.
You're better off just turning and kicking right out of bounds and just take the penalty.
I love Kyler Murray, so I'm not allowed to comment.
You could like Kyler Murray.
He was really, really fun in college. And he could, look, the speed translated more. He still looked like he was wearing his daddy's football helmet to work. But the speed translates more because the DNs in college, they're not as fast as you. In the NFL, they are.
Yeah.
You got 12, Pat White. At 11, just outside of the top 10, the only other defensive player on the list, the Honey Badger, LSU.
100%. Yes.
Because he did everything.
Everything. Blitzed, interceptions, returns, wore the fame number 7 at LSU. Explosive. He's as close to Troy Polamalu as you'd ever see. He just would do whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted.
Yeah.
And as Rico once said, the man kills people. He was awesome.
He was.
So let's get to the top 10. Number 10, Tavon Austin. Yep.
Okay. That. Hold on. For the young people, it is the single, and I mean this, the single greatest highlight reel in the history of YouTube. Kenny, have you ever watched the Tavon Austin YouTube highlight reel? I argue it is the greatest highlight reel any sport ever in the history of YouTube.
Yeah, I believe you made me watch it months ago.
He was a human joystick. Yeah. Those West Virginia teams were so fun. And never forget, old Rich Rod had them one quarter away from playing for a national title. And I think they lost. It was either Rutgers on a Thursday night or Pitt. I forget which.
I know what you're talking about, but yes.
They were number 2 in the country.
I think I want to say it was Pitt.
The backyard brawl? Oh, yeah, another rivalry you've killed. Yes, David.
Number 9, Devontae Smith, wide receiver, Alabama.
Eh.
Okay.
I would almost view J-Mo as being more explosive than Devontae Smith at Bama.
I wonder if he just took advantage of the fact that it all happened during COVID and he was the best player.
Possibly. Number 8, Darren McFadden.
Yes. The godfather of the Wildcat offense at Arkansas. Run DMC was amazing. Another good highlight reel. It's not Tavon Austin, but McFadden was electric. Who was the kid with him? It was something the third. Who was the, oh my God, he played in the NFL too. Who was his Robin to his Batman?
I got to look this up.
Not Faison. What was his name? But Arkansas had it cooking.
Felix Jones?
Thank you. Why did I say Faison? Felix Jones III.
He's a cowboy too.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
But that backfield, and they would put him in the Wildcat, and you just, teams couldn't do anything with it.
At number 7 and 6, number 7, Adrian Peterson.
Yes.
Number 6, Travis Hunter.
I'm fine with it. There's no slander. Travis Hunter's just built different.
Yeah. And Adrian Peterson was
cheat code. Just an absolute cheat code.
Yeah, you weren't going to stop him unless you were Boise State.
So the top 5, no question. You already guessed Vince Young at 5. Lamar Jackson at 4.
Yes.
Nope. No issue.
What?
The spin, no issue. The spin move against Miami alone gets him qualified.
Yes.
And I remember his first game. I think they were playing Texas A&M in one of those like kickoff classics, and they pulled the starter, and they're like, well, here's the ballyhooed freshman. And I mean, he got assassinated, but he was fast. And you're like, wow, if they could ever protect this kid, it might be okay. I never imagined a million years that skinny kid who almost died on the field would turn into that. That spin move. Legendary stuff. And he had a wonderful game at Syracuse. It was like a Thursday or Friday night, and he did one of those leaps to the pylon. Yeah. Rico, he was 38 feet in the air. He was like one of the dudes washing the windows on the skyscrapers.
It was
Chicago.
Like Louisville and Rutgers were always on Thursday night.
Yes.
One of those two teams.
Yeah, before he killed the sport. It was great.
ACC, it's still alive.
It was ACC play. That's what it
we're
was.
We're still alive. It's still there. They're going to kick off.
At number
and you'll watch it.
Number
and you'll tell
three.
People what to bet.
You got Johnny Manziel at number 3, and at number 2, Cam Newton.
The Newton thing was just power. He was built like a transformer. But yes, any play, he could drag 5 defenders. Remember, that Auburn team was Cam Newton and poop. Mm-hmm. And he got him to a national title.
Because it was very similar to Michael Vick in Virginia Tech, except for he could take the hit Well, Vic couldn't.
You never got to hit Vic.
Right, but he had nobody to throw the ball to either.
So you take spin move on long run.
So Vic had to, he had to be everything, but Cam Newton was just like, yeah, I'm just keep going down the field till we score.
That was the train.
There were a couple slow white linebackers who are probably like accountants currently that have never recovered from Boston College. That game against Vic, those poor kids. Their legs were going three different ways. That is still one of the greatest runs in history.
It was.
They're telling their grandkids, yeah, I played against him. Don't look it up, though. Don't look it up.
Roger, tackle him. I can't.
Even though it's Kyle, I still say it was the Green Bay game. Vic's.
Yes.
That was the best ever. Like, the whole it was sad pizza for the entire city of Green Bay.
You hate to see it?
And for those that didn't hear Reggie Bush, yes, number one. That is your college football blitz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You've been injured in an auto accident. And now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.